Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Huru the Seven Oracle Presents. All right. So happy witching hours, right? I haven't came on like this in a long time. I stopped doing it because I got crazy people. Like, I used to have my phone number on my business page, and people would start calling me and saying, oh my God. But anyway, guys, welcome. As you guys know, when I come on these pop-up shows, you know, I like to give you lectures or information, vital information that is being shared. Now, we know the ancestors. To those of you in the know, if you have any kind of electric feeling and connection to the universe and whatever kind of level, you know at this time that the ancestors are here, okay? The walls are melting. The ancestors are here. So they're speaking a lot to us. And, you know, these particular broadcasts, I like to – now, Black Magic, Magic is spelled with a K, Black Magic 363 on YouTube. Please be sure to go subscribe, like that channel. Brother Rich, I'm a Patreon member of his. Great information. You know, my radio personality I actually coined after, you know, studying a lot of Brother Rich. And I also found in the numerology reading that King Simon did for myself that he was born also on the 17th. So we have a lot of similarities, and I do overstand this Brother Rich, and I love his style and everything, so not jocking it, but, you know, I just admire and love people that did it before me, you know what I'm saying? So in whatever way that I can honor, you know, I always find it, and I also do these broadcasts because there's a lot of censoring as well. So if it ever gets deleted, if it ever gets lost, you know, it's on one of our platforms as a backup. All right. So anyway, guys, you got some heat in this particular one that I'm about to bring y'all today. I'm actually still listening. I have not listened to – I paused it because I'm like, oh, hell no. Let me put this on the platform right now, you know, because it's been up for a day, but who knows how long it's going to be there, because you got Phil Valentine, you got Brother Petty, Rich, and you got Billy Carson all on one, you know what I mean? So it's some fire, it's some heat, y'all. Get the nuggets, get the gems. I love y'all. Please join us every weekend, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, Motivational Classroom, Social Soul Sunday, guys. There will be a few changes to air coming going forth, possibly. We'll see how it plays out. Although the mission is definitely important as far as what we're doing, you know, not how we're doing it, but what we are doing. So there will be no influences, you know, when it comes to the mission being brought out. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how everything plays out. But please be sure to join us every weekend, guys, for that. And also I do these pop-up shows, Sasha and Candace, which is, you guys know, his daughters, Sasha and Candace, Professor Kaba, you may know him, the Center for Hidden Colors, Race Wars, the Butt Breaking documentary that was just done too, you know, they're on every other Tuesday here at the Hanson Awareness Radio as well. So please be sure you're on the lookout for that. All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump into this, guys. Let me go ahead and get it ready for you. excuse me, guys. It is – should I play this Energy Vampire one for you guys? Energy Vampire, that's probably going to be a good one. Nah, I'll use that for another particular broadcast. Yeah, we'll go ahead and jump into this one because this one is 1 hour and 40 minutes long. All right, guys. So enjoy. Love you to life, and I'll be back to close.
It's a heavy-hitting show. This is family. There are many paths to the light, and I got three different paths on here tonight. There are many paths to the light, family. Make sure we're not going to be on here too long. Keep in mind, family, all three of these gentlemen are in different time zones. So putting this together, I want to really, really thank Panic, Dr. Valentine, Billy Carson for agreeing to come, even if it's going to be for a short amount of time. It's extremely hard. Everybody has different schedules. Dr. Valentine is extremely busy with paperwork concerning the juice or whatever. So a lot of people following him up at that, and it's just been very taxing on the brother. Panic, of course, with the Panic Packs, always holding it down for the family. Billy Carson doing what he do, running multiple businesses. So thank you, gentlemen, for agreeing. It's a very special shout-out to Vicky Dillard. Vicky Dillard, I appreciate the support. My sister, she always supports me. We got all the Cash Apps. We put all the Cash Apps up here. Thank you, Little Goddess, for posting the Cash Apps. Black Magic 363, Dollar Sign for New 777, and Dollar Sign Brother Pan. Billy, do you want to mess with Cash App right now?
Yeah, I have a Cash App, yeah. Link to my artist account for Spotify and everything.
All right, what is it? Because somebody in the chat could post that as well. What is it?
Okay. Dollar sign Zen Force. That's the dollar sign Z is in zebra, ENFORCE. Dollar sign Zen Force.
Little Goddess, please post Billy Carson's. I gotta make you a mod too. Please post his Cash App. I gotta put this out there first because it's very important that we support these gentlemen. Like I said, there's many paths to the light, and you may not. I remember when I first started, I couldn't get immediately into Phil without going through this person or going through that person. So sometimes it's like connecting the dots. I go through this person, then I figure this out from that person. Then from this person, I figure that out from that person. And you just bounce back, bounce back, bounce back. So these gentlemen, this is like an all-star basketball team right here. You know, I'm the point guard, yo. I'm the point guard. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so thank you. Make sure you support these gentlemen and all that. And before we begin also, give your website, because I want to get all this out the way immediately before people forget, and at the end, leave your website, the contact information, before we even begin, because this is important.
Right.
I'll start with Panic. Go ahead, Panic. You can start, my brother.
I mean, my website is Occult Lectures, OccultLecture.com. It's the same as my YouTube page. So you can find products, classes, and books there.
Okay. Mine is 4BetterKnowledge.com, and you can also go to 4BetterKnowledge.tv and get a 3-day free trial on my TV network.
And my university's website is UKSNOW.org. That's U is for United, K for King, S for Science, NOW.org.
Right.
Indeed, we all live in some important times. The reason why these gentlemen are actually doing me a favor tonight, I got something important coming up, an important announcement. You know, we often talk a lot about ancestor worship and honoring the ancestors and paying respect to them.
Low battery.
A lot of you know that my mother passed away when I was younger, actually when I was about 26, I believe my mother passed away. I forget exactly what age, but in 2007, my mother passed away. Her profession was, she was a Montessori teacher. That's pre-K, for those who don't know, it's pre-K. And she was writing children books at the time before she passed away. And she wrote a book before she passed away that never got published. And she actually co-wrote it with my sister. So it took a while for my sister to publish it. You know, obviously you got things going on in your own personal life. And my sister finally got around to publishing it, and I'm extremely proud. As a son honoring the mother, I want to announce it to the world. I want to announce it to my family. I want to announce it to my YouTube supporters. I want to announce it to our brothers I look up to, like Panic, Benny Carson, and Phil Valentine. And here it is right here.
Yes, sir.
Taylor PD in the Forest.
Low battery.
That's the book right there. Let me put it a little closer.
Beautiful.
My mother's name was Adrienne Merritt. And my sister's name is Tiffany Merritt. And it's an absolutely magnificent book.
The illustration looks nice.
Absolutely vibrant. So it's important we see images of ourselves in a positive light. That's how we get confidence. And we know when we do magic, when we deal with the law of attraction, confidence is everything. So to make our confidence at an early age, it was important to instill get our confidence back. The first thing the brother said was the imagery. You know, the subconscious is all about imagery. So, you know, you'll see images of yourself and don't know why you think a certain thought about yourself, but subconsciously you was programmed at an age. And you know, from the age of 1 to 7, that beta wave and still goes into that. And, you know, after that, they got you. So I'm going to put the link in the chat. I want to thank these gentlemen for helping me promote this. And tonight's show is going to be about ancestor veneration, you know, and honoring the ancestors and the importance of that. On an energetic level, us understanding that we're multidimensional energetic beings, it's important to understand how this matrix actually works. We've been lied to a lot. So understanding how the matrix works and communicating with entities and beings in other realms and dimensions will help us navigate this realm better. And as you can see with everything going on around us, with my channel being suspended about 2 times in the last 2 months, these are some very important times, family. So with that being said, let's start, family. I'm sure a lot of y'all have shared the link by now. Let's start. We won't be here long, first of all. Like I said, Billy Carson is in Egypt. Like I said, we're all in different time zones, so this is going to be about an hour. But I appreciate what these gentlemen could give me tonight. To start out with, from what I understand, from what I research and study, incarnate, we all know about incarnation, reincarnation at this time, dealing with this level of information. From what I've read, we incarnate into the same spiritual family group. They say that's why the elites marry each other to keep the bloodline, keep the money in the bloodline, and all that stuff. Thinking about that, why is it that we want to honor our ancestors and give respect and honor to them, but it seems like when these ancestors incarnate in this realm and we incarnate in this realm, we don't get along with them motherfuckers. We like the black people, that, like everybody that's conscious, there's usually like one or two conscious people in a whole family. So it's like we honor them when you're in another realm, but when them Negroes get down here, we fight like cats and dogs. So it's kind of a weird dynamic. So I'm just trying to figure out if the ancestors are so important, why once we get down here, all we do is beef with them?
Panic, I'll let you tell my brother. Oh, please. I'm glad you did, but this is a story I tell in class.
Mm-hmm.
With my grandfather, Yokevich, my aunt Yokevich, who Dr. Phil knows,
mm-hmm.
her father, which is my grandfather, we argue like it was ridiculous. My uncle told me I used to stand on the steps just mm-hmm. to meet his eyes.
Right.
First, you know, at 5 years old. You want to die before me, you're going to be a punk, and they're going to beat you up all over Queensbridge. It was, like, vicious. So after I became conscious, I was going through a whole thing, which was taking me to a few states, all of the early rituals I was doing and following and getting to know spirit self and all of that stuff. I was in Rhode Island in a used bookstore and found a book called Psychomancer. Out of print. Actually, it should be around here somewhere. Give me a sec. I'm on a beanbag. That was a bad fucking idea to get on a beanbag. But it looks like this.
Okay.
I just print. It's called Psychomancer. Secret Power of Psychic Control. Trying to get the camera right. Frank Rudolph, y'all. Blew me away. Because there was many exercises you can do to open up the pineal, and these exercises were fire. Never seen nothing like it in the stuff I was reading. Now the book is from the 60s and out of control. I recommend that people find it if they can find it, so much so that I was printing up copies to sell them. We were still in the copy level. Now it's been, you know, all over by PDF. And that was the story of that until my sister went to my grandfather's house and got a picture. Never once got along. And it was a picture of my grandfather holding me as a baby smiling. I said, well, shit, I'm going to blow this up and put this up. So that's the, and did that. And then I remember my father, not his son, but his son-in-law, my father telling me when he passed, he had the biggest occult library, one of the biggest he's ever seen in New York. So I knew he was into it. He was in the OTO and the Thule and all the rest of this crap from his days. So he was grumpy, I can understand now, because he's conscious when nobody else is. At this point, black people were looking for which Kool-Aid to match with what kind of fish they was eating. So he was real on a, he was on an island, a hermit. And so I understand his grumpiness now, but didn't matter when he passed. Like, in fact, he was a hermit, and I seen him on the train once, out of place. Hey, you need anything? What's going on? How? I don't need anything. Like, you okay? You know, you know, I'm okay. Well, you know who I am? Yeah, I know who you are. I'm like, oh, you old motherfucker. Like, he just would not give no space. So that's how he passed. So when I got the picture, I remember he had this occult library. I said, let me blow it up. Books he had. Let me go. And the one book I could make out was this motherfucker on this shelf. Psych Woman. And I said, God damn, if anybody's paying attention to spirit, that what it showed me, to answer your question, that earth squabble shit means nothing. And you on earth, you're in polarity, and you came to squabble. Squabbling is how you're really supposed to get shit done, the conflict. So you need these conflicts, but them shits can dissolve, or maybe not. In the astral world, if people are still holding on to their humanity, you can get that grief. It's easier to get past, believe it or not. Now, so long story short, I knew he gave it to me. I've talked to him before, but not in detail, but in more detail. It, one thing has nothing to do with the other. He showed me how to create a gateway to release, how you have to visualize hard. I'm walking through his building to his door. You must knock for the ancestor to show up. You're knocking on his door in his house. And then once he opens the door, you must lock it, and that locks you off from this world. I visualize myself pretty much as going to his bed and laying down and chilling. I see the room in detail with eyes closed, and when I open my eyes and look at my television, I'm in his room. I have conversations with him in the kitchen, and this is a way to trick your mind into being in. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference, not rational. So it will actually get you to believe that reality, and that's actually the trick of how we do it. We have to... We use our visualization and imagination to connect with that energy source. I mean, I could go into detail, but I'm a, I know there's many of us. I could go into more detail. But my long story short, I think that the relationship changes. It could be still functional if the person is holding on and they're usually destined for a body again, but he was conscious. So it showed me, he showed me the book, and the book, which he had his voice. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess that's the only example.
Indeed. Billy, you go first, and then the elder, Dr. Valentine, will go last. You
okay. As it should be, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you we're talking about the fact that our ancestors are actually living in our bodies right now, and they're coming in through the RNA that comes down through the father's side, epigenetic memory literally are calling out to us on a consistent basis. When we're alive and we're in the third dimensional realm and we're experiencing this masculine feminine energy, this yin and this yang, there's going to be this ongoing battle that seems to pop up, especially for people that seem to become adept initiates or reaching higher levels of consciousness or questioning the status quo. That's going to also, you know, overturn the apple cart, so to speak, in this third dimensional realm. I believe that once we get, we shed this mortal coil and we actually enter into the ethereal realm, and we've got that string connecting to our living ancestors that are still in this realm, they are tapped into the frequency of the epigenetics that's inside of our bodies. This is just my own hypothesis from based on what I've researched and thought about over the years and looked into. And so that now we're living in a third dimensional realm, and we're in this third dimensional body. We've got these attachments that through epigenetics are still there from, generations and generations. 15 to 20 generations ago, we have these epigenetics. And these ancestors, their strives, their tribulations, their successes, their perseverance, and all the things that happen are inside of us. And so I believe that they are calling out to us in ways that sometimes people don't really even understand. So somebody who may be in this realm may start getting PTSD or maybe even depression, and they're like, my life is perfect. Why can I be stressed? How can I have this PTSD? It's your ancestors' vibration that's calling out to you. And so it may be you may be the one that's going to help heal them or help to get them to the next level, to get them, send peace to that frequency that exists at a higher level on the other side. And so by us continuing to research, investigation, study, meditate, become a different initiate, understand how to use positive affirmations to reprogram our DNA, and also spread more light into the world, it creates this new higher frequency energetic field that I believe then sometimes releases them and brings them a certain level of peace. In this realm, there may be a head-on battle, but I believe that when you go to the next level, a lot of the frequencies that we're here inhabiting these third dimensional avatar bodies are cheering us on and happy for us meeting the people that seem to be thinking differently, doing differently. And so they may now realize the ultimate truth, and now we are trying to help achieve that ultimate truth in this dimension and spread that word and loss to other people. And I really do believe that, like Brother said, that goes away. It's eliminated at that level. And that the real true knowledge and the real true unconditional love is the only thing that's really experienced. And when they see us moving to that light in this rougher, harder, tougher, tumble dimension, I think it increases them. I think it even brings them a certain level of healing as well as we begin to do what we're doing and trying to spread light and love and teach people a different way of thinking. So in the third dimension, yeah, it's a head-to-head battle. But I think long-term what happens is they're calling out to us and we're making them so happy through our different levels of conscious successes that we're doing here on this planet. And I take pride and joy in everything that I do because I really feel like I am the dreams of my ancestors coming to fruition, basically, So even though they may have been in religion, they may have been hardcore and all these other things that maybe are not, that we know now is developing, maybe not the true total oneness. But they see it now from that perspective, and they're like, wow, yeah, he's getting it, he's getting it. Wow, keep going, So that's what I think about it, man.
Okay. Dr. Valentine?
Well, thank you very much. Those are very, very insightful. We have a saying in our school, the push-pull that we have, all this agitation is the trigger to imagination.
Mm.
And imagination is the stargate to evolution.
Mm.
What happens is because balance, the oneness, as they were speaking about, took on the duality or the plane of duality, it is the agitation that moves us forward. It keeps the flow. Every time something happens to great civilizations, once they reach their peak and they become balanced in everything they do, there's always a decline. Everything has to keep moving forward, can't stay still. There is always something to challenge the next generation, and therefore we're always going to be agitated in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Those who are not agitated do not feel the sense necessary to move forward, to become innovative.
Mm.
And what happens is our ancestors, they taught about my art. My art swings both ways. We go into great tribulation, and at one point we go to the opposite end where there is a countermeasure to the tribulation, and then it falls back to the center point where there is a balance. We, in the other plane, remember, the mitochondrial DNA in the black woman is the Alexandrian library of all of our experiences. The Y chromosome is the one that takes that library and activates all potentials within that library, bringing forth the next generation that is always agitating the complacency that the previous generation has created, always challenges what the previous generation feels is its own sense of balance.
Right.
The young generation needs the imbalance in order to grow forward. We need to have the agitation, the competition. That's what keeps us sharp. Then they take a little bit from the older generation, and they begin to now become the next foundation or the next adjutant for the next generation. But it's always moving forward. So as you were saying, we look like we're always fighting with one another. Well, essentially, they're fighting up there. You know, the war of the gods, the war in heaven. We're always warring because we are outside of the balance, outside of the oneness. And when you come out of the oneness and you are operating in duality and polarity, there will always be conflict. That is what moves energy forward in the space of duality.
Geez, some amazing answers, man. Wow, man. I feel like we can end the show right there, man. Oh, man, listen, once again, family, we're not going to be on here too long, so enjoy this. Share this. Make sure you do what you got to do. Keep getting it. Do you hear me?
I don't hear it. I'm just down.
I just heard you say it.
Check. All right, well, let me talk a little more. Family, I want to share, before we get to the next question, let me show you something real quick. Once again, like I said, we're talking about ancestor veneration and honoring the ancestors tonight and the science behind it and why it's important for us on an energetic level. The reason why I decided to do this show is to honor my mother. I'm actually doing a show on Thursday where I'm going to be by myself, and I want all of you to join me, whoever can, where it's going to be specifically dedicated to my mother. And that's something that we don't see in real time. We hear about, we read about ancestor worship and honoring, but we don't get to see it in real time a lot. So on Thursday, I want you to tune in at the same time, 9 o'clock, to see a demonstration of a brother named Brother Rich, who's honoring his mother in real time. So on Amazon, real quick, Samuel, on Amazon, this is the actual page. Like I said, my mother, for those who didn't see it here in the beginning, my mother wrote a book before she made the transition to the ancestral realm, and it has just recently been released by my sister. My mother's name is Adrian Merritt, and my sister's name is Tiffany Merritt. So I'm going to put the link in the chat right now, and I want you all to go support. Somebody told me it's echoing on the mic.
Yeah, somebody may be up too loud. Yeah, I think it's going to be.
Yeah, turn on all the way down.
I don't hear anything. You sound perfect to me. I don't know why.
I might just unplug this whole mic and go.
You hear me?
I still have it. Yeah, a little bit
worse.
Is that, are
any
one of us playing this video?
Let me fix this mic real quick.
Can everybody hear me? Do y'all hear me? I'm speaking. Do you hear me?
Right. I do. Do you want me? Suppose I mute. If I mute.
Give me a second.
How's that when I mute?
That's actually
talk, Rich.
All right. You hear me now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I had to
Just make a few adjustments, but I'm good now.
So like I said, if you're talking about Amazon, Rich.
Right. Thank you, my brother. Let me share this again. Thank you. I forgot exactly where I left off. My mother's book that I'm talking about honoring the ancestors, and my mother my sister has released a book of my mother's. She wrote it before she made the transition in 2007. It has just been released, and I am extremely proud. I am an extremely proud son. Woo! An extremely proud son, family.
Yes.
If y'all knew how proud his son was for his mother, I'm very proud. I'm so proud, I had to call the heavy hitters. I called Patrick, Billy, and Dr. Valentine. I'm bringing out the, everybody's like, yo, where did this show come from? This show came from the love of my mother, the love I have of my mother.
That's right.
So if you want to know what the love a son has for his mother produces, this show is an example of that. If you want to know where this show came from and why it happened and why they're talking about this, I'm just grateful and thankful that these brothers support me and love me enough to participate in this, because these are three brothers that I worked closely with within the last 5 years. So I said these three brothers would be perfect to help me promote it and to help me get ready for my show that I'm doing on Thursday. So family, you can go to Amazon. It's called Kayla, Petey, and the Forest. It's by Adrian Merritt and Tiffany Merritt. As y'all know, I'm Richard Merritt. My name is Richard. You want to know my full name? Richard Michael Swift Merritt. That's my full name. That's the name I decided to incarnate down here with. Yeah, Richard Michael Swift Merritt. Swift is from my father's side. Merritt, that's my mom's side. Merritt is my mom's side. So my dad was Richard Swift, and my mom was Adrian Merritt. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
My father, for those
on the street, I'm calling you Swift, but now nobody see you outside. Other race on the inside, but on the outside.
Rich,
what time are you on Thursday?
Probably the same time, 9.
Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you, my brother, because I'm forgetting, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. And also, a reminder, family, Panic will be back on Friday. Me and him, we're gonna be just kicking it, him, me and Panic Friday. Billy and Phil will be on soon. So all three of these gentlemen is going to be on real soon. Tonight was just a show to, kick it about something that's very important, ancestor, and honoring our ancestors. And just that one question was all with, you know, these brothers just dropped an amazing lecture with that one question. So all of them will be on pretty soon within the next 3 weeks. The first one will be Brother Panic. That's this Friday. I said, this Thursday, I'm going to do a special show honoring my mother. Tune in 9 p.m. We're going to get to the next question. Before we do, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm going to share the link right now. I just shared the link, family. So if you are interested in supporting Brother Rich, supporting his mother, Adrian Merritt, his sister Tiffany Merritt, and showcasing divinity in our image, which we need to see, we don't see much of.
Right.
You know, make sure you buy that book right there. Make sure you buy the book on Amazon. All right, so moving on. We passed the first 30 minutes of the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We've got almost 3,500 people in the building right now. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Make sure the Cash App is on the screen to support these brothers, Dr. Valentine, Brother Panic, Billy Carson. All of their Cash Apps is on the screen right now. Support these gentlemen and what they do. They all, like I said in the beginning, I said, there are many paths to the light. These three gentlemen are different paths. And through those different paths, you might intersect with another path. I personally, I'm going to say this again because it's important. I was not ready for Dr. Valentine when I first started in this journey when I was about 19 years old. And I found out what got me into the journey is Booker T. Coleman. Listening to him, he made me a little more comfortable to elevate to a Bobby Emmett or a Dr. Valentine. So Booker T. was my gateway into the information. I also, Dr. Clark, Dr. Ben. So, yeah, it eventually led me to Dr. Valentine, the big leagues, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got brothers like Panic with shit. I mean, his type of
stuff. Just my person alone.
But it's awesome. But listen, what I want to get to with this second question, I want to pose to you gentlemen. a lot of talk about DNA, as we know how much our ancestors is connected to our DNA, and as Billy mentioned, our ancestors actually go to live inside of us.
It's really hard to believe sometimes we're going to make it. There's money and power, all that, we're going to get it.
With
the Premier Poesis.
Oh,
from
wow. Okay. All right. I want to pause right there real quick because here it goes, you know, because what happens is when we start to get into meat and potatoes, I don't know, AI has this technology or something like that, but when we always start to get into the real shit, that's when the ad will pop up, or that's when the, you know what I'm saying? So
is what they show you is the cowardly lie.
Wow, hold on, y'all, because I can't even...
Yeah.
I can't even find.
Yeah, thanks for Panic. Thank you, my brother, because I'm forgetting, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. And also, a reminder, family, Panic will be back on Friday.
Okay, so that's where we're at. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and finish playing this out, guys, but I want to apologize in advance if you see that, but you may see an ad pop up, you know. But as far as our ancestors who, when they die, they go and live inside of us, you know, I think I've been telling people this, but I think that, like, the chosen ones or, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to live in your fucked up Amy, you know, who ain't doing shit, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's making a difference. Somebody that's, you know, I literally watched it happen. So, shout out to my Angel D. Yeah, so here we are. All right, guys, we'll get right back into it. Again, I will be back probably... If this happens again, I'll be back, you know, in and out. But, yeah, we got another hour and, what, 15 minutes left?
We're going to be just kicking it in me and Panic Friday. Billy and Phil will be on soon. So all three of these gentlemen is going to be on real soon. Tonight was just a show to, kick it about something that's very important, ancestors, and honoring our ancestors, and just that one question. Was on with, you know, these brothers just dropped an amazing lecture with that one question. So all of them will be on pretty soon within the next 3 weeks. The first one will be Brother Panic. That's this Friday. Like I said, this Thursday, I'm going to do a special show honoring my mother. Tune in 9 p.m. We're going to get to the next question. Before we do, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm going to share the link right now. I just shared the link, family. So if you are interested in supporting Brother Rich, supporting his mother, Adrian Merritt, his sister Tiffany Merritt, and showcasing divinity in our image, which we need to see, we don't see much of.
Right.
You know, make sure you buy that book right there. Make sure you buy the book on Amazon. All right, so moving on. We passed the first 30 minutes of the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We've got almost 3,500 people in the building right now. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Make sure the Cash App is on the screen to support these brothers, Dr. Valentine, Brother Panic, Billy Carson. All of their Cash Apps is on the screen right now. Support these gentlemen and what they do. They all, like I said in the beginning, I said, there are many paths to the light. These three gentlemen are different paths. And through those different paths, you might intersect with another path. I personally, I'm going to say this again because it's important. I was not ready for Dr. Valentine when I first started in this journey when I was about 19 years old. And I started out, what got me into the journey is Booker T. Coleman. Booker T. Coleman, listening to him, he made me a little more comfortable to elevate to a Bobby Hemmett or a Dr. Valentine. So Booker T. was my gateway into the information. I also, Dr. Clark, Dr. Ben. So, yeah, it eventually led me to Dr. Valentine, the big leagues, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got brothers like Panic with shit. I mean, his type
of...
Yeah,
my person alone.
So, I mean, but it's awesome. But listen, what I want to get to with this second question, I want to pose to you gentlemen. A lot of talk about DNA, as we know how much our ancestors is connected to our DNA, and as Billy mentioned, our ancestors actually go to live inside of us.
You know, we come out here for the winter to be with you, and it's like you're not even here with us.
I'm sorry, guys. I've just been tough.
With Everybody's talking about the age of Aquarius, and we're getting the DNA upgrades, and that shift that just happened in December, and there's just a lot of talk about DNA. Scientists say that over 90-something percent of our DNA is junk DNA. So my question to you gentlemen would be, since 90-something percent of our DNA is so-called junk DNA, and our ancestors is connected to our DNA, and we've been taught not to honor our ancestors because of religion, is honoring our ancestors the key to unlocking junk DNA? When we do it the right way.
Good question. Wow.
Thank you, brother.
Me first.
Yeah.
Well, remember, there was a book Bobby told me about 94. And when he introduced it, he was like, this is Brother Bobby Henry. He said, you know, all this shit is just regurgitated. All of this shit is whatever piece of information out there, authors' interpretations on them over and over again. But this particular book, every once in a while, they'll put it under someone's name, and they'll just put some shit out that they stole. He said this is one of those books, and it was written in a way where it was like Chinese arithmetic. So I know he wasn't fucking with it. And so he gave it to me, and picked it up, got parts, picked it up for years, 2004. So last year, I was able to read this shit like Dr. Seuss and regurgitated it, put it under our umbrella, and spoke about it because she decoded funerary texts, but the pyramid texts in general, so there's cosmic and DNA level. And when she spoke about junk DNA, what she talked about is, this is the upside down world. Our eyes see this world upside down. So the first thing, the guard is turned over, they talk about, because they're about to put you in the world of right side up, which is the quantum world, which is what the Kamites saw, the afterlife, that the true world. So in the upside down world of Set, you must have the eye of Horus must become the eye of Osiris. You're creating this Osirian body. Once I found this shit out, it made Avatar a different movie. That white boy was becoming, remember we would say, because of our mind control, the guy who said, I will fly with you, he's just a sell-out nigga. I had to watch this shit again under the after I said the pyramid text, and that dude didn't exist. He was becoming him. Only the girl seen him from her love imagination, and he was becoming him, taunting him with doubt. And eventually started saying, may I speak? He was talking to himself, if you watch it again. So he was becoming the Osirian body. They keep showing you this, you know, this transformation. But then when I decoded The Wizard of Oz, I did it as a chakra story, which was easy years ago, but placing it against the pyramid text. What she said is when you get in this world, the junk DNA wakes up and it stays up. If you were conscious and had enough light to go through the process of changing to the Osirian body, all the gods are there on your boat. Your boat is what travels through these different gateways of different transformation. We're dead now. It's happening now. We're stuck in the house of the double lion. And the house of the double lion is what they showed you as the cowardly lion. One minute he's a coward, and then the next minute he always has courage. He has a duality to him that I broke down in much more detail. But the junk DNA was the munchkins. When she got there, that was her junk DNA waking up. And each time the witch came, they fell back down and went to sleep. The witch represented Set or her dark side or that which was in her that she had to fight, her war, with that which she didn't know about herself. This represented the witch. And that is played out on Earth. She was trying to bring her ass technically back to Earth. So the munchkins represent the junk DNA. And they tell you at this point, the junk DNA comes online, but you have to be conscious enough as you go through the pathway to keep that junk DNA online. Because it becomes valuable in where you're going, not where you're at. Everybody, this is a two-strand place. We got to get used to. Definitely. You got to know this stuff. But let me say this clearly. you still can do shit to live well now.
Yeah.
I live deliciously. And that's a fact for many of you. So you don't have to suffer and wait for your day of death. But know that nothing here matches your preparation for this time. It's your possibility to move on to greater things. But those things will be evident in the consciousness. And that's why we're here. We're trying to tell you the tools.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, always.
I'm going to use that, man. I live deliciously.
You heard that, Patrick?
I've been rocking that shit. I used to rock that when I was starting to show people you don't have to be poor.
Yeah, I love it.
I heard that passion, brother.
I got all the ignorant shit.
I love it, man.
Nothing more important than dealing with the mind.
Dealing with
the transformation.
No problem. Yeah, man.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, we are supporting Brother Rich and his mother's book, Taylor CD.
I'm sorry, Brother Billy. I didn't get a chance to say, Rich, you already know the score.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
and
yeah.
And we're going to need that immediately, so I'm going to hit Amazon to get it. I'm sorry, Billy.
Oh, yeah. No problem. It's all good. Yeah, I just bought 21 copies of the book. I was thinking that I'm going to give away.
That's my brother right there.
I just can't buy one.
Oh, man.
As long as my man Swift gets it.
Swift, there you go. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, that's all good. So when I go to give out these school supplies to these elementary school kids, I'm going to stuff in those book bags, one in each one, so, you know, all 20 of you stuff, yeah. So no problem, man. I appreciate it. It's a blessing to be able to take part in that. You know, when you look into the genetics and you look into biology and DNA, you find out that the Homo sapien, we do have this thing called junk DNA. But see, the people at the top, they understand wordplay. They understand wordplay on another level. And so the wordplay behind calling it junk, it forces us or programs us, I should say, to dismiss it as something that means nothing and has absolutely no value.
Right.
Junk. Oh, because junk is garbage. Junk is unneeded stuff. Junk is, don't even look over here. Don't even research it, don't even spend your energy looking into it, because it's just junk, you know? It reminds me of some of the anomalies that I see and stuff, and, you know, the people that, you know, give us those images say, oh, it's just junk, it's just nothing. So what we have to understand is that this junk is not junk. When these people tell you that if something is worthless or garbage or junk, that's when you need to look into it the hardest. That's when you got to go, you know what, they're trying to cover something up. Let me go deeper into what this junk is. And as you begin to dig deeper, you realize that as you go down to different levels of hominid that existed on this planet, that a lot of these nodes, a lot of these DNA nodes were connected in the past. And right now, this version of Homo sapiens sapien, they've been purposely disconnected. But what the, you know, and this is an ancient stone tablet, what I'm saying. This is coming from stone tablets and then combining that with research at Harvard University and Stanford University. Now, they found that this disconnected DNA energetically is still connected to something because it's still firing off and sending and receiving information. So they found out that DNA stores information. It actually stores digital bits of information like zeros and ones. This actual scientist connected DNA into a computer, to a server, and he downloaded his ebook onto DNA. I think he replicated it 80 billion times on 1 gram of DNA. If you put a drop on the tip of your finger, 80 billion copies of his ebook. But the book had colored images and pages and information. It wasn't just all text. Yeah. And I found through this process of taking the A, C, T's, and G's in DNA to this very simple process, converting the A, C's, T's, and G's into zeros and ones through a chemical process. And then once you have this laid out in zeros and ones, you can encode data onto the DNA directly. Mm. And then through a reverse process, you can convert the zeros and ones back into A's, T's, C's, and G's. And then you can upload that information back up into a server. So this is like really interesting stuff. So I started digging a little bit deeper and finding out that DNA is a storage medium. And the DNA in one human body can store 13.5 billion years of data. Ironically, that's how old the universe is. So we have the entire universe stored in our body. And so this is why they don't want you to dig deeper into this junk DNA, because once we begin to elevate our consciousness, once the DNA begins to plug back into the physical avatar body, and we become be able to discern the information that's on it, it's going to wake humanity up to a whole other level. We're talking about, again, fifth dimensional, you know, thinking. I'm talking about seventh, eighth dimensional thinking, consciousness. And so this is why they're covering it up, because it really will bring back a lot of what used to be basic gifts, like psychic abilities, telekinesis, and all these things that people are now, like the indigo kids are coming in with, seem to be older, have developed these particular gifts. They're like the X-Men right now. But soon the X-Men will be the normal men as we begin to re-encode and re-plug in these DNA strands. They're not dead. They're not junk. They're still active, and they're still firing off, and they're still sending and receiving information. And because every thought that we think is encoded with digital bits of data and goes out of the skull into the universe permanently, that's the Akashic record field, that energetic field that stores all information from energetic light, conscious light waves, this DNA is sending and receiving. They found out in the science laboratory that DNA can send and receive wireless information as well and convert it into data and upload it back to a data state. So our bodies literally are holding on to this information, storing it, and all the keys to unlocking the human, the consciousness, and the universe are stored inside the human avatar body. They do not want us to realize that truth.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Well, first of all, thank you very much, gentlemen. It was very refreshing to hear such powerful words. Brother Rich, just want to again, you know, congratulate you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
And we will be supporting that, definitely.
Thank
we
you.
Do have a connection. We are mentors for children as well.
Okay.
So we're definitely going to be talking about that. Next thing I want to tell you is I would suggest you lead off your show coming up with the main ingredients version of I'm So Proud.
Woo! I will. I'm so proud of you. Oh, man. I know that.
By you.
Kenny, you know that real good. Kenny, you used to be a singer, Kenny? I hear you, man.
Damn,
yeah.
That shit just now.
Damn,
that's what I used to do.
I opened up for the main ingredients back in the day, the cheese and the delphonics and all of them. But anyway, just to let this know.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
To pivot off of that, what the brothers were speaking about, I look at the so-called junk DNA as the rubble that is left in the different temples, scattered rocks around these edifices that were essentially nothing more than evidence of a once great time. The junk DNA, as the brothers are saying so astutely, is what's going to actually come together as we rise.
Somebody said to me the other day that I make dreams come true, and I never thought of that before. And I think that's the best part of
the job.
My name is Ali Jawani. I'm the vice president.
Again, I want to apologize for the egg, guys. When the frequency starts to get high and, you know, gems are starting to get dropped, you'll notice that not only just, you know, on YouTube, but you'll notice that there will be all kind of distractions. you know, when you're starting to get in tune and you're starting to be really happy, like it's coming from a genuine place, like a peak, a spike of energy, AI or whatever, call it what you want. But there is an entity out there that seeks to destroy you. I mean, truly. So just be aware that all of this is by design. There's no that all of this shit is by design to destroy and distract you. All right?
Right. It's there as components for the resurrection. What has happened is we are being told by science, which is ridiculous, we are stuck in a redundancy. If you were to actually break down the DNA as it stands right now, you will see a lot of repetitions. That repetition is what has actually kept us consolidated in third density. Now, all of the rubble that you see around us, or the so-called junk DNA, is what is evidence of how far we've fallen. They always talk about how man is fallen. Well, the discordant, what you call the discordant DNA, was once evidence of the 22 strands of DNA. Not 6, not 12, but 22. And those 22 strands were actually being represented in the 22 major letters in the Kabbalah. Mm. And if you would stack them on the one on top of the other, the letters one on top of the other, you will create a rod of energy, the energy dynamic that becomes the sigil that causes the energies of the so-called junk DNA to begin to match. They fit like a puzzle. And we were at one time a very asexual entity that took on the DNA in the lesson plan necessary for us as we began to fall into third density and into duality. We're right now super seniors. We're supposed to have been gone. What has happened is there are entities like the Pope and these entities in the Vatican and different areas that have been suppressing the upward evolution by poisoning the very instrument necessary for that. And what have they done? They've substituted it with a virtual reality. The true technology that surpasses all other fascinating technology that we create or they create is because they cannot ascend. Melanin and its higher activity in human beings is actually necessary because melanin is not a color. It's not a polymer. It's an intelligence. And it is suffused throughout us. It's what makes us the 666. It's the foundation of the physical body. But it's also Jesus Christ in Revelations spoke about the fact that he was Lucifer. Most people don't know that in chapter, I believe it's 23, or chapter 23, verse 16, I believe it is, though, looking back when he speaks about, I am the scion of David and the bright morning star. Well, there were two resurrections. There were two saviors. The first savior was Lucifer. Most people don't want to hear that, of course.
Right.
Why? Because Lucifer was that aspect of the Creator that liberated Adam, or the atom, from his perfection. Because perfection equals death. Anything that's perfect cannot exist beyond itself.
Right.
Perfection equals death, and Eden was in this place of perfection. It was static. Therefore, Lucifer came in the garden and freed the atom from that static space, took it out of perfection, and cast it forth into perfecting, which is perfection. Perfecting is dynamic. Perfection is static. So we are now in that stage where the Christ came back and said, okay, now I'm going to help you to ascend or transcend and to be rescued from this garden, which has gotten you so far into ultra matter that you forgot who you were. The DNA, the discordant DNA, is what's coming together in the perfecting cycle, because we are in duality, that's the agitation. We are in the perfecting cycle so that the creator, which does not know itself because it is perfect, cannot know itself. It is all. And for you to know yourself, you have to be outside of yourself or within yourself. There is no such thing as creation. There is only limitation. And the creator limited itself, and we were born. We were created. And so we have become the avatar of the creator's own self-discovery. What we learn about ourselves is the feedback, as the brother said. That's what the DNA is. It is to keep us connected to the one most high. We are the feedback mechanism. Everything we do, we are the teachers. We are the greater parts of God. We are God folded over unto itself to know itself. The DNA is nothing more than a feedback mechanism to that creator. And the creator is the feedback mechanism to our perfection and our perfecting. The DNA and what they discovered of the DNA is nothing but a lightning rod for evolution and transcendence. And when you look at and you study Kabbalah, you study Gematria, you study those figures that you see, Aleph, Beta, Gamma, and all of these are connected directly to the stars in the dome, because every specific sign that you see in the Kabbalah, in the language, the geometric language, is up in the sky. There is a star for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and that is within us. When you stack them together, that becomes the lightning rod that raises your DNA, the discordant DNA, and brings back together the 22 strands that was once our perfecting.
Listen, man, this is what it's about. This is what I signed up for this shit for. This is what I got involved in consciousness for. It's for shit like this. And pardon the language, family, but I use words like that to express emotion. And when I express emotion, you don't hear me, you feel me. So part of language, but you feel it when I say that shit. You know what I'm saying?
They say people who are, listen, that's all good. They did a study, psychology study, and say everybody who swears and so forth, they have a higher degree of intelligence.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
You must be a genius. Let me tell you this, Billy. When it was all just radio, I said, I'm going to bring Dr. Aleem or Brother Wayne Chandler in. So I was giving out flyers, and nobody knew me. That was a bad idea. But, you know, then I got to a place, Dr. Delverville was speaking, so I gave everybody flyers, and I was talking to people. They found out, oh, Brother Panic. So there was an elder who came. And I just immediately started apologizing, you know, like, oh, you know I curse a lot, I'm sorry, you know, I wouldn't dare curse in front of my grandmother, I feel, or my mother, it feels like they're standing here, I'm embarrassed. I said, well, me and this bitch listen to your motherfucking asshole.
This panel discussion. I got one more question. We're going to let these gentlemen go. keep in mind, they will be back separately within the next 3 weeks, all three of them. Panic will be back on Friday. Billy will be back on sometime next week. I might have him in Bluefield on. I'm not sure. We're going to talk. Me and Billy Bluefield got something special coming up for everybody. And Dr. Valentine, you know, he does his webinars because he's banned from basically all social media. So me and Dr. Valentine promote his webinars, and it's explosive. So I'm going to connect with him. He's going to have something soon also. So they will be back on individually soon. Right now, we can't stay long, different time zones. Appreciate what you got tonight. This is absolutely amazing. I mean, A1 type level information. I'm so proud of this. Listen, the last question I want to ask is, considering what we was talking about just now and the cursing and things of that nature, I want to end it out with morality, energetic work, and ancestor work, and effectiveness. Now, each culture has a different version, you know, different versions of the matrix. Each culture has different versions of morality. One culture says, hey, you can do this, but you can't do that. Another culture rises and says, hey, nah, nigga, you can do this, but you can't do that. And they're like, oh, you're bad. And they're like, no, you're bad. And it's all this finger pointing, like, no. It's like, it's just, you know, my view of what's right, your view is right versus your view was right. The world is the most powerful, gets to decide what's right for the masses. So when it comes to ancestor work, that's something we do on an individual level. Nobody's around, the president, the police, the government. This is just you and your ancestors, what you decide to do with your ancestors in terms of effectiveness on an energetic level. What I want to ask is that I know a lot of people give alcohol to their ancestors. A lot of people do different things for their ancestors. I remember when my uncle passed away. Now, my uncle, his name, I like to say the names because I feel as though it evokes the energy that they inhabited here. His name was Charles Preston Merritt. Shout out to Charles Preston Merritt. He was a big-time hustler in Harlem in his day. And, you know, back in that day in the 70s, 80s, there was a lot of cocaine going around. So he sold cocaine, and he also snorted cocaine. So, yeah, so when he passed away, a friend of the family put a little bit of cocaine in his suit. It was like, hey, his nickname was Big Red. He was like, hey, Big Red, take that with you, Big Red. A little bit of cocaine. Now, from a conscious level, from a morality level, person said, oh, my God, Brother Rich, do you condone that? That is insane. What the hell? Like, oh, my God, what did you even mention that? From a, you know, a morality aspect. But now, I think I heard Bobby said, shit, if it's good for them, it's good for me. In terms of if an ancestor, he snorted a little cocaine, this is a real question. This ain't only intellectual, but this is a real. He snorted cocaine while he was alive. This is something he did for fun. You know, we smoked marijuana for fun. That's what they did in the 70s. So he snorted cocaine for fun while he was in this realm, and his friends decided when he passed, to put a little bit of that in his casket. Would you consider that ancestor work? Because a lot of people,
yeah.
from a morality, kind of gets like, yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
A lot of people from a morality perspective, you have to do things the right, the Mayotte way. So I'm trying to figure out, how do we honor the ancestors since they were all into so much different shit, you know what I'm saying, on some real shit. So, Panic, starting out with you, my brother. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to offer Billy the first slot if he has to go.
Okay. Billy,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, because
okay.
I'm getting ready to go on this caravan. Right.
So, Billy, you'll say that. After you finish, Billy, just leave your contact information, and then you can go, my brother.
Okay. Hey, appreciate y'all. It's been a blessing to be on here. It's been amazing. I'm looking forward to watching this later. Yeah. Some great gems here, and also some good laughter.
Laughter is important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes to honoring your ancestors, of course, there's a lot of different religions. There's a lot of different rituals, I would say. You know, and you even have rituals within rituals. You can have, like, for example, gang members. They have a particular ritual when they lose someone that they love that's in their gang. You know. And we're all trying to honor the ancestors at our level of understanding. you know, I think. And so I don't see anything wrong with it, to be quite honest with you, because it isn't the fact that the packet of drugs was put inside the suit or whatever at this person's funeral. It's not the fact of, you know, something that this person was into. We threw that down into the casket with him, because, I mean, at the base level, we all really understand that they're not really there anymore. They've already ascended, and the body is just an empty shell. What it really comes down to is showing gratitude. And gratitude is a powerful, powerful thing in the universe. I did a whole series, a whole show on Amazon Prime TV, and just Amazon Prime TV, where I talked about gratitude for about an hour. And so you realize what they're doing is they're showing a certain level of gratitude, and that ties into unconditional love. And however they represent it, however they come forth with it, however they, you know, participate in it, whatever rituals that anyone does, or even if it's something outside of a ritual where somebody decides to do in honor of that person or that ancestor, there's nothing wrong with it, in my personal opinion. They're trying to show a level of gratitude in the best way that they know how, in the way that they feel that that person or that frequency of that person would have realized or recognized this person is showing true, unconditional love and also gratitude. And gratitude and unconditional love have you vibrate at the highest frequency. So I don't care what it is. It's still showcasing that fact of gratitude. So that's really an important thing, because we find that the gratitude is what leads to freedom. Gratitude is what unleashes, unlocks you from the chain. It unbinds you from chain. It also is something I believe that if we all showed more gratitude in our daily lives, our lives would become a lot more peaceful and more happy and more joyful rather than being stressful and chaotic. And so gratitude that we show to our ancestors is something also that can pour out and, you know, into your everyday life. For example, you know, I have a lot of gratitude for you, Brother Rich, because you provide this form that allows hundreds of thousands, not millions of people to get access to information that's hard to come across and hear people talk in lectures and workshops that's hard to come across. And so because of that, you know, you're doing some serious black work. And so when I go on here and buy these, you know, I bought the 21 books already while we were talking, that's a level of gratitude, you know. It's not showboating. It's not, I'm showing, like, I want to be lead like by example and say, guys, look, support this brother, support his mother's work, because he's out here on this platform and, you know, taking a lot of personal time. You have a kid and everything else. You have a family life. You have everything else you have to do as a person. But yet still, you hop on it for 2-3 hours like nothing and, you know, help share knowledge, light, love with the world. So I believe that, you know, my showing my gratitude is saying, look, I'm going to support you, man, or whatever you do to the best of my ability. And so it's the same thing that's going on, I believe, with the ancestors. Man. So it's just really about showcasing that level of gratitude for them. No matter what the method is that you use, I really just believe that it's nothing wrong with it. And it comes down to really just base love for that. But that entity that was here, that frequency that was here, man, is showing them, like, look, I recognize you. I see you. And you kind of, like, giving them their flowers, you know, even though they're gone.
Indeed. Need your contact information, my brother, because I know you got to go. My brother's actually your family.
Yeah, better make this documentary. Start working on this documentary. Start today. Yeah. Again, my name is Billy Carson, also known as 4-Bitted Knowledge. You can go to my website, 4BittedKnowledge.com, with the number 4, 4-B-I-D-D-E-N, Knowledge. You can also go to 4BittedKnowledge.tv, and you can get a 3-day free trial on Forbidden Knowledge TV. Now we have 5,200 shows on Forbidden Knowledge TV. So, please, I love every single one of y'all. Thank you for having me on. It was an honor to be on here with you guys, you know, Brother Panic, and, of course, the living legend, Dr. Phil Valentine. I appreciate you so much, man, for all the work, all the years, all the talk, a lot of information I've learned from you over the years. So it was an honor. It's like the pinnacle of my talking career, right? To be on here on this video with you right now.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
All right. With that being said, Billy Carson, we're going to see you'll be back on probably next week, very soon.
No problem. I'll still be in Egypt, but you know me. I'll wake up and be out here.
All right, peace, brother. Enjoy your stay in Egypt.
Thank you.
Peace. All right, Brother Patty, yeah, you can continue with the
Ask the question one more time.
So basically, about morality and in terms of us honoring our ancestors, sometimes honoring our ancestors don't really fit into the moral equation with a lot of people. So somebody decided to give my uncle some cocaine because he
soul cocaine and stony cocaine while he was on this earth plane. Is that a way of honoring ancestors? Is it some ignorant shit? Is it something we don't understand? Let's dig into that, Brother Penny.
First and foremost, if no one gave him cocaine, they fucked up. When you're trying to connect with a spirit, you're trying to connect with what they know. You can start there. So that's why Crips do what Crips do, Bloods do what they do, because they're sending them off with the idea that their spirit needs comfort.
Okay.
That says, like, I'm going to need some coke on this particular ride. That says, that's, morality is a fictional creation. It's what you're taught. And as you pointed out, wherever you're taught it at, it could be totally different. You go to jail for looking at a 16, 17-year-old, but they get married at 14 and 15 over here, and it's just acceptable. And no one says nothing, and no one tries to stop it. It's your circle of behavior. It's really social. Like, if I came into the lecture, started smelling every girl's hair, you smell scrumptious. No, I know you're a goddess, that's why I'm doing it. You're a goddess. Like, you'd be like, this nigga's crazy. Mm-hmm. And there will be repercussions.
Yeah.
You know, some niggas, queens, you're just smelling my girl there. So all of that to say, that's morality that makes you sit in that seat. For some dudes are sitting there actually thinking about it. Damn, I wish I could just smell every girl's hair in here. I know they shampoo. He's thinking about it. But the morality is saying, he's thinking of consequences and embarrassment and all the things you were taught, certain social behavior that may have crossed their mind, you can't do. So that kind of stretches in everything. But the master morality teacher was religion. So when now what I've seen as applied to ancestry is religion, a moral approach to what ancestors are, and a very narcissistic one. The ancestors are watching me. The ancestors are doing that. Listen, I talked to them plenty of times. They don't give a fuck. It's just ignorant energy signatures left behind. The body's left on earth. The spirit goes into the astral world. The soul may get another body, or the soul may move on, but the spirit lives as much as it's remembered. So if they're pouring liquor and half pitches and giving food and giving energy to it, it gives it, it's an energy thing that gives back. So whatever it was connected to, you got to flow with it. Bobby Hemmett real quick told me a story. He was stuck somewhere. He gave me a call. Yeah, I did a lecture. I'm stuck. I got to stay extra day. Airplanes, and this is a whole spiritual house. He got room on this farm, room after room. He said, I went into the jazz room, and he had Billie Holiday up, and his offering was heroin. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He said, the dude told him, Billy wants the hard shit. I've given everything. I've been asked for everything, like turkey burgers, from ancestors, from trees, I could go on and on. But I go in the spirit world, my pants down, and you got to remember, it's Negro. One other quick thing, early on, when I was doing it, my yacht came through. And I'm like, oh, goddess of reciprocity who brings balance, who comes forth as the healing of the winged Isis. Because there's healing in her wings. She said, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, well, what you want, bitch? She said, oh, now we can get down to business. And I knew early on, why would we be talking like that to them? They're us. They're niggers. And when I started talking more niggery to them, everybody came. There was no, oh, this is my moment, nigger shit. When Michael Jackson came, I told you this on your show, when Michael Jackson died, he said, how you get in other realms, that agitation that we call fighting down there, he said, over there, it's called playing the dozens. He was showing me how to play the dozens. I went to this realm, three cats had it blocked off. I just said, your mom's got a three-story house in the underground. And they found, in the underworld, they found it so funny. I said, that's how, it's no war, it's no peace. We laugh. So the moral system that we have here, that's not even in it. You know what I'm saying? That's why you must have these experiences yourself to find out what you define as the new moral system for you and how you interact with that which speaks back.
Okay. Dr. Valentine, you can close it out on that question, my brother.
Well, I can only say this, that the ancient, what they call pharaohs, or the Masut, ancient Kemet, they came over here to get their cocaine. Right.
Yeah, the best shit.
And over here, they grew the best shit.
The Masut Boutique.
Yes, the Masut Boutique came over here to score. And when they opened up a lot of the sarcophaguses, they found cocaine.
Right.
And they found cocaine in the they found cocaine in the bodies when they took the DNA and they took samples of the flesh, because we had mastered how to preserve bodies. So when they were taking apart some of the so called pharaohs, they were doing some DNA, they would find all kind of cocaine. And they used to know. They used to straight take ships over here, and they used to catch the current and get into the Gulf of Mexico, and they would border their ships with all kind of cocaine and bring it back. So that was actually, and there was something that they used to do. They used to do the gold. They used to take gold and fire it up to a specific heat, and once you heat it up, it begins to turn to a powder.
Yeah,
and that powder was called white powder gold. And it used to be called Mufkazut. Mufkazut was actually the substance that actually was the same with Sekhmet. Sekhmet and Mufkazut were together because they would fire up your face and your nostrils. But what it would do is the more you took Mufkazut, the less you were able to stay in the sunshine, which was why Imhotep built an underground city. Because after you take it, you begin turning into that vampire energy. And when they were chasing, Akhenaten and his boys out of when Horenheb tasked Ramesu or Ramesses to kick Akhenaten out of Amarna, they snatched up a whole barrel full of Mufkazut.
Damn.
And
Mufkazut.
Yeah, that's what we're teaching about it.
I remember you guys teaching on that.
Right. And, you know, when you do the gold, the white powder gold, when you look that up, it displaces the electromagnetic field, and you could lift 10, 20, 30, 40 ton box and just fit them in very nicely.
That's how they did the pyramids,
you know. And, you know, Europeans can't figure out how they did it down there in South America either. So these are all times when those ancestors left. The ancestors who built what they're only now fascinated about, they're no longer here. Just the seeds are here that they planted. And that's what they're suppressing by creating the virtual reality. And this is what we got with the show now. That's what that's about. It's the stress. It's about to link us up into the AI, because it's made of what I call synthetic melanin. That's that graphene, that synthetic melanin. So they're putting it there so that it would disrupt the natural cycle for your body. See, so everything, the thing we don't understand is that the notion of creation has already embedded in it resurrection and redemption. Creation has the seed of redemption already in it, and we are put through cycles of incarnation until such time as we fall into that place where the physical body and physical things no longer attract us. And all we are here to do is to help bring love and enhance the love cycles of the planet. And when we get to that particular stage, there are entities that want us to suppress that because they feed on us. The more pain we have, the more they feed.
Right.
The more agitation they have, because they can't get past.
Right.
You see, melanin is what actually is that's the trigger for ascension. So what they can't do, they usually put exoskeletons on. So all of the movies you see out there today have these exoskeletons, Iron Man, and all of this stuff that, because their melanin can't take them to the next stage. It can't strengthen their spirituality. So instead of us getting into the original technology, which is your physical body, and we learn how to master this technology, they got us out here studying in their school to master their technology, stifle, and make this technology obsolete, and that's what they want. So now we are in, you're going to start seeing glitches in the matrix. You're going to start seeing people fading in and out because the vibrations are rising to a whole other density level where people have tangibility and they come and visit. That's why people be up there. They'll be on a highway driving, and all of a sudden somebody appears out of nowhere and you bear out of the way. It's because they're skipping. What you call dimensionally skipping.
Mm.
And so what you deal with when the time comes, if you're not working on this, they're working on it. And they're suppressing it. So that little thing that you go in there and you rolling the sleeves up for, that's connecting you to the AI. The AI already has a template of you. The material that's in there has gone all the way down. And I'm going to tell you this. I mean, I have to say this to you all. They told you that this thing that they created was actually created based upon a computer generated. It was computer generated. It ain't real.
Right.
Well, what happened is they began feeding information into the AI about what a human being is. And they went all the way down to the microcosmic level and fed that into the computer. And after they got all the information they could, from down to the genetics, to the atomic structure, to the molecular structure, they then asked the computer, how do we undermine this defensive system? And so the computer came up with that, which they're using right now.
Phew, shit. That's a fool.
So now, what people don't understand is what they've done is the materials are causing you to become broadcasters. You're supposed to be broadcast into that infinite. You're supposed to be going out there. They've intercepted it. HARP has tapped into the waveform, the wavelength that is circulating around our plane of existence. HARP tapped into that, and that stuff that's in there is locking into that and teaching the AI all about what you are, and they've already got duplicates of you, AI. And that AI is going to be feeding into the you know about what a sigil is. You know what a sigil is. Well, you have become a sigil. You become a sigil for this world that the computer is building, and you are the ones that's teaching the computer what a human is, and they're making you obsolete. So now, if you are not dealing with your spirituality, and that's the reason why they put that cocaine in there, because the N-dimethyltryptamine, when you snort that up, it kicks in the N-dimethyltryptamine, and your body has the strongest psychotropic. I don't care if it's cocaine, it could be crack, all of that. Your body has the highest and most purest and the strongest form of get high. That can be created. Your brain does that.
Right.
Okay? And that's what they don't want you to tap into, because once you raise the first eye, not the third, because the first eye, this is the eye that was created first. These two, they match the dual plane. They came after. The first eye is where that the fuel that opens it up is the N-dimethyltryptamine. And when you raise that kundalini and kick that bad boy in, that's what lights the lamp of God to take us away the sins of the world.
Mm.
Okay? And you know what the Ark of the Covenant is? Every time when your pineal growth explodes, you kick out phosphine particles. And what happens is inside of that, the cave of Brahma, because where the pineal is, it's covered in a black cave. That's what they call the cave of Brahma.
Right.
Once you kick that in and you raise that kundalini, it begins doing this. It begins turning left and right. It begins to rotate. It's picking up the higher frequency. So your pineal, as it drains, it begins to rotate, and it's kicking out all these sparks. It looks like a 4th of July inside of your head. And when that hits in there, then all this mist gets kicked in with the phosgene, and it creates a rainbow over the top of your pineal. That is the first and true Ark of the Covenant. One no Ark that you carry around. The Ark of the Covenant is the rainbow that is created at the time when your kundalini is raised. And that's what they want to stop. That's your escape mechanism. That's your get out of this jail free. It's in here, and it's all free. But you can't free yourself if you're down here worrying about the next and that, and you're worried about getting your next Game Boy? That's what they got you. They got you playing a game, boy. You understand? They got you trapped. So, just to wrap it up, thank you very much, first of all, for you opening this up. You want to give praises to your mother,
yes,
and accolades to your sister. And I will be definitely turning the mentees on to the book. And you definitely, you know what you do, send me the link.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass it on to her. And, yeah, we're going to get about 50, maybe 100 of them to pass out to the children.
Definitely appreciate it. I will send you the link, family. I'm including a link again for those who are interested in my mother's children's book that she wrote before she made the transition into the ancestral realm that has just recently been published. I just included the link in the chat room. Make sure you show support. Oh, what an amazing show tonight. What an amazing show. Do y'all got time for one more question? Or let me ask you.
I'm good.
Dr. Valentine.
I'm pushing you.
All right.
I'm good.
You want to go first, Brother Phil?
Yes, I can. That's all right.
So Dr. Valentine, go first. You know, it's actually based on something. It's inspired by Panic, you was talking recently about Judy K. King in the book, and, you know, that's dealing with ISIS thesis, and I'm trying to turn this where, like I said, my channel got two strikes, so, it's dealing with bacteria, some of it's dealing with bacteria, right?
Yes.
So,
it breaks it down on the bacterial level.
On the bacterial level, yeah.
The quantum and the cosmic level.
So we understand in the conscious realm, in the conscious community, we talk about a lot about cells and how much cells we have in the body and, you know, how important our cells is. But what's not talked about a lot is that there's 10 microscopic bacteria to every cell and that there's over 100 trillion bacteria in our gut. So our gut is like, oh, shit, it's like a whole civilization. In our gut. And in fact, 90% of our body serotonin is produced in our gut. So when we talk about immunity and when we talk about our immune system, it has a lot to do with our gut. What I want to ask you about the bacteria and about our gut is that they say the world we live in is a projected, what Judy K. King says is the world we live in is a projected shadow realm from the quantum protein universe. So she gave the example of there's literally a baseball game going on in the quantum protein realm with, you know, there's a bad guy, there's a good guy, there's an intruder. You might eat something or whatever, and this person has to hit a home run, this, you know, whatever. There's a game going on inside of us, and that DNA communicates with us,
And because we're inspired by what's going on inside of us, and we create these games. We create baseball. We create basketball. We create football because we're inspired by the shit that's taking place on the inside of us, and that's inspiring us. So my question is, what's the connection between melanin and bacteria? We hear about melanin and this, melanin and that. If we have over 100 trillion bacteria and there's 10 bacteria, microscopic bacteria to every cell, what is our bacteria? Because a lot of people think bacteria is bad. There's good and bad bacteria. Actually, antibacterial soap, I'm not even going that because I don't want to give you two no example to ruin this. But my question is, what is the connection? With all that being said and what she's saying, I don't know if it's true or if it's not true, what is the connection between melanin and bacteria? Since we're basically, that's all we are is bacteria, what it appears to be.
So we are a conglomeration of what, if I may,
yes.
What you're looking at, essentially, 85% of the neurological materials in our brains come from what we have in our colon. The bacteria in our colon is responsible for the brain, for all of what it is we have in the brain. The ganglia that we create in our brain comes directly from the gut bacteria. In fact, the milk that mothers are feeding their children through Peyer's glands is connected directly to the nutrition that she gets. The baby feeds the milk. That milk is coming directly from the materials that are given in the mother's large intestine and small intestine. So that is the place where everything takes place, so to speak. All life on the physical realm. Now, as far as bacteria is concerned, these are the sentinels. These are the sentinels.
Ooh,
that
sentinels.
Are...
Sentinels. Okay.
Yes, they are. They are sentinels, and they are connected directly to the pituitary and the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones that tell the bacteria what time it is. In other words, they'll scout, they'll go through all different parts of the body, and they will make whatever is necessary. Whatever you all say, if the body needs a qualification for the liver, the bacteria now is given that information via the pituitary to go to that area and shore up whatever's necessary for the liver. So bacteria, the good and the bad, so to speak, is the way that the body gives us an indication of what we really need. So for instance, if you have eaten something, or say if you have an intruder, as you were speaking about,
mm-hmm.
and I give this to my students when I teach them classical naturopathy, in your lungs you have something, one of the bacteria that they recognize in the lung is called Staphylococcus. All of us have it in some form. Just like we have the thyropates that with syphilis, we all have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. When you have, say, for instance, the lungs, when something that does not belong in the lungs gets into the lungs, the staphylococcus go to work. They multiply in order to deal with the danger.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is when we do have that upset to our normal day, the first thing we say, well, something is wrong. No. The body has given us an indicator that something is going on, and it is doing its best through its own intelligence to get rid of the problem. What you do is run to the doctor or you go to the medicine cabinet and you suppress the effort of the bacteria. So now the doctor gives you what is called an antibiotic. Anti means, again, bio or bios comes from the Greek meaning life. So it's anti-life. Now you take that antibiotic and you try to quell the efforts of the staphylococcus. But the body knows that whatever's in there is a danger to the overall system. So what does the intelligence of the cell do? It strengthens the staphylococcus and changes it, mutates it, it evolves it into a streptococcus.
Mm.
So the staphylococcus and the streptococcus are the same. It's just like the staphylococcus is Prince, and the streptococcus is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
It's doing its best to override what the doctors have done. So now the streptococcus You're saying, oh, man, I got strep. He says, well, did you take an antibiotic? Yeah, but it didn't work. Didn't work. Thank God, because the body says, I'm going to have to get stronger against what this fool is trying to do to stop me from helping this body.
Yeah.
Well, you're still overloaded with an even heavier dose. And so the staphylococcus changes to a streptococcus. The streptococcus now, under greater stress, turns into a pneumococcus. It's the same thing. But the doctors, because they're myopic, they think it's three different things. And so they classify it as three things because now they can sell you three different types of antibiotics. So the biology or the bacteria in your body are the sentinels of life. They will tell you, based upon what their jobs are, they will task each cell with what they need to do. They're the ones who pick up the information from the hypothalamus and the pituitary and translate it to the cell that they've been assigned to. And if that cell is necessary to grow back your fingernails, your skin, or whatever is necessary, the bacteria will become the agents, or at least the transfer points, the translators of what is necessary for you to maintain your health. But the bacteria also are necessary for you to grow the proper, or to resurrect the proper organs in your body so that you can raise your kundalini once again. Because you can't raise your kundalini in a body. Matter of fact, you'll kill yourself if you do. You try to do the exercises that raise kundalini, and your body is messed up, and your nerves in your spine are messed up, and the river Jordan, which is that internal part of your spine, which has what they call it, Milani. Anyway, there is a specific flow in the middle of your spine that's separate from your blood, and that particular fluid is what the Bible calls the River Jordan. The River Jordan is what creates your seed as a man. That's where Christ was actually baptized, remember?
Right.
Baptized of John. Okay? Of John. He didn't say baptized by John. It was baptized of John. You know, and since what you have to understand, there was no J back then. So it was I. So the Christ in you was baptized by the ionic field, that was inside of you to amplify that. And then where does it rest? The River Jordan empties into the Sea of Galilee. And what do they call this? The solar, the sun plexus. So to raise the sun, sons of God, this is where that saving seed is raised in here. This is the manger that they talk about.
Thanks.
In the Bible.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you, family, and I'm getting ready to get out of here, it's about you now raising that melanin love inside of yourself. Stop looking outside for your redemption. Your redemption is within. And anyone teaching you any other way other than know thyself, they're perpetrators. They're vampires of consciousness. Okay? And that being said, I want to thank you again for this opportunity to address the family. Brother Panic, so good to be with you.
Oh, man, my honor.
Had a good time. And please, everybody, I don't. if you're looking for that thing that I'm doing, please be patient. These hands are becoming, I'm getting carpal tunnel writing up. I just had to mail out 20 of these. I've still got more to do tomorrow. So please be patient, everybody.
Right.
Hey, Dr. Valentine, I want to thank you. I'm going to call you probably tomorrow. We're going to set something up within the next 3-4 weeks. We're going to see what we can do. And we're going to have an amazing conversation soon, my brother. But thank you.
Much love to you, family. Take care.
Brother Panic, close it out for us, brother, because you're going to come back on Friday. So we're going to answer this question. We're going to close it out. Brother Panic family will be back Friday. I don't know exactly what time, but it'll be nighttime. But Brother Panic, close it out for us with that question.
All right. So real quick, what was the question again?
You know what? Shit.
Bacteria and melanin.
Yeah, there's. We concentrate on the cells, but there's 10 bacteria to every cell. And Judy K. King said that our reality is a projection of our bacterial kingdom.
I got it.
So what's the connection with melanin? If the bacteria is that important, what's the connection, Panic, with, we talk all this shit about melanin, what's the connection with melanin in our bacteria kingdom?
Gotcha. I remember that.
Yes.
First thing we can is there was a viral video that went around when everyone was told to separate, put on a mask, and wash their hands ridiculously all day with that bacteria shit or antibacterial soap. And as Brother Phil just talked about, there was some microbiologists that came up to speak and pretty much said, what the fuck are y'all doing? We need to be familiar with the bacteria for us to even be. This is about the immune system. Now, Judy K. King talked about it as well. First of all, she said the earth is just one big bacteria. She named the spot on each bacterial cell, or whatever type of bacterial cell she named, has an opening, a small opening. And she compared it to, on earth, the magnetosphere in that hole in the North Pole. That's the small opening we leave out. And she said that's a small opening in bacteria. She did some comparison. She also talked about the importance of bacteria because the immune system, and she named some ridiculous percentage, the junk DNA and all that shit that we were talking about, has libraries of bacteria in it over the years. So something about bacteria is, if we could say, you can look at it as the dark side, that something in our DNA needs to understand to get over. So that's the thing, that's a certain thing, I think, in the DNA that wins. But after I study these books, they're out of my mind. So go to the Judy K. King book, I would say, to folks, to read a little bit more about how it connects. She goes in thoroughly of how it connects to the human body. You'll probably get a better, deeper understanding of it from reading it yourself with her. But everything I've ever seen, the bacteria ultimately was made important based upon the immune system. The immune system getting it. You get what I'm saying? White people in the rush that don't have melanin, the vaccines are how they built up immunity to shit. They would just give themselves little doses of shit. If you read that book, Dirt, which I did a few years ago, we went through it. But it's now, before I talked about it so much, back in print. So Dirt by Terrence McLaughlin will tell you everything you need to know from the caves to Europe, and that's as far as I could read, to see what was going on with bacteria and dirt and why white people were so at one with it, why they were interfacing with it so much, because they were trying to build up their immune system to the point that came the vaccine for them, not for you. In your melanin, the melanin is what gets us over the virus or the bacteria or whatever the attack is, and the immune system gets strong. Somehow that matters. It's the bacteria versus the immune system. Point. So I'll be back Friday.
Indeed.
And we'll more deeper subjects.
We're going to get it. We're going to come back.
I just want to send honor to your mother, a big salute. I'm always going to tell this story. I had pneumonia, my mother's homecoming. She was passed. Couldn't get to New York. It was a big extravaganza, and boom, I had pneumonia. The one person I could call was Brother Rich, and I did, and I filmed it, and I seen it. He was there. So it is my absolute humble honor to be here tonight. No matter who was going short, it could have been me and Oscar the fucking Grouch. Absolutely showed up and went through that. I would have fucked the Cookie Monster as well. Rich is not a fake. I tried to catch him a couple of times. He's not a fake. He's the real deal. You notice I don't show up and do interviews for nobody else. That's because his heart is in the right place, and y'all people never forget it. Y'all support his mother. This is a big deal. This is a good deal. This is, you get something, and you help a good family, I'm telling you. A good family. And I mean that. So, Brother Rich, I'm honored to be here, as always. I'm honored, and I still don't feel like I paid you back. But you know you get asked for anything, anytime.
Hey.
That's what it is. Thank you.
Hey, my brother, I appreciate it. Like I said, I want to thank everybody. We still got over 4,000 people in here. I'm going to share the link one last time for tonight for those who are interested in buying a book for your family, your loved ones, your children, whoever, if you just want to support. I just shared the link to the children book in the chat. With that being said, I want to thank Brother Panic, Billy Carson, Dr. Valentine for participating in this panel tonight. Absolutely magnificent panel. Go get the book. Caleb, Petey in the Forest. With that being said, Panic will be back Friday. We're going to kick it. It's just me and Panic. We're going to have one of them laid-back, amazing shows. We're going to kick it Friday. So come back Friday for that. Thursday, I'm going to do a dedication to my mother, just myself. So if you're interested, come back on Thursday for that. With that being said, family, we're getting out of here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Peace.
Hey, everyone, I'm Allison Morris. You're watching NBC News Now. Here's what's happening.
It's just been catastrophic, and we look to be at least 2 weeks here to just start getting back to some sort of normalcy. It's going to take a lot longer to put this place back together.
No power, no water, no gasoline, but plenty of heat. It could be a few weeks before things get any better in the southeast, so how are folks there coping for now?
As we celebrate 30 years of Ukrainian independence, the partnership between our nations grows stronger, and it's going to even become stronger.
First meeting with Ukraine at the White House, President Biden out with a humanitarian and military aid package for the country. How else the United States is offering its support. Plus, Texas's controversial new voting bill is on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. How that bill makes it harder, even legally riskier, to cast a ballot.
This program is brought to you by...
All right, family. We definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. For that, guys, I do apologize. I did kind of doze back off into the dream world, guys. For the subconscious. So thank you to everyone who, to anyone who's going to catch this later. I know most of you guys, you know, will definitely catch this later. I'm not sure how long I was out before that ended. I don't think a long time. I wanted to play a song for you guys to go ahead and end this out. Please, again, be sure that you guys are... that you join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, where we do our own thing, Motivation Classroom, here on Enhancing Awareness Radio. So please do that. Guys, we have a lot of good stuff that we talk about. Oh, I'm starting a wonderful series. I'm starting a wonderful series, guys, on the origins of what we call America, guys. So, yeah, it's going down. Okay, I'm going to have to upload this song again. All right, cool beans. Cool. All right, guys, love you. Appreciate you. Shout out to the ancestors for these downloads. They're definitely download on morality, because morality... you know, morality is a big one, and we're going to talk about it at ear. We're going to bring it to the table. All right, so let me find some for you guys. All right, guys. Well, in show business, you know how it is when you're not ready. I'm sorry, y'all. But, again, hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, guys, till next time. Peace.
than all the world.
Sweeter than the taste of a cherry.